Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Matt Baker of the 68th Legislative District in Tioga, Bradford, and Potter Counties. Representative Baker, welcome to this report to your constituents. While the House was in voting session last week, some legislation passed that you've been working on for some time that would actually prevent the state from entering into contracts with companies who are involved in economic boycotts against the state of Israel. What's going on here, and why was this an important move to take?
Yes, I was delighted to appear last week with the governor and our many Jewish leaders, as well as the consul general from Israel, to support our economic allies and military allies, Israel. And in particular, the legislation I authored will prohibit the Department of General Services from entering into a procurement contract with an entity that is engaging in an economic boycott against Israel. And this passed unanimously in the House. I think there might have been one no vote in the Senate. But regardless, it was overwhelmingly approved. The international boycott, divestment, and sanctions movement is one of the main vehicles for spreading anti-Semitism. And my legislation, in order to combat that discriminatory BDS movement that unfairly targets Israel, potential businesses must verify they are not engaging in an economic boycott against Israel prior to entering into a contract with the Department of General Services. They have a choice. They can engage in one of these boycotts, or they can engage in economic activity with the Commonwealth, but they can't have it both ways. More than 250,000 American jobs are sustained by trade with Israel, and my legislation protects Americans' jobs and American commerce, preventing the boycott of Israel, with whom we conduct $2 billion worth of business every month in our nation. This is historic legislation, and it makes Pennsylvania the 14th state to stand with our friends and allies in bipartisan support, sending a strong message for freedom.
And this is a weekend when we commemorate an important group of people in our society, and that is those who have served in the military and given sometimes their all for our country. What are some of your reflections on this coming Veterans Day?
Yes, this Friday, November 11th, I urge all the listeners to take time to remember and thank the thousands of men and women who have served our country in the U.S. Armed Forces. Veterans Day, originally known as Armistice Day, first marked the one-year anniversary of the end of World War I on the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month, and sought to honor the veterans of the World War, the only World War to have occurred at that time. Armistice Day was declared a national holiday in 1938 to acknowledge world peace, and then renamed Veterans Day in 1954 to celebrate the contributions of veterans of all wars and our freedoms. The years 2016-17 are a very special time in terms of our nation's military history and honoring our veterans. This two-year period marks the 100th anniversary of World War I, the 75th anniversary of World War II, and the 50th anniversary of the Vietnam War. And these milestones call all of us to come together to remember the fallen, as well as honor all of our nation's heroes and veterans of all branches of the military from throughout our history. And I hope you'll join me in honoring and thanking our veterans.
Representative Baker, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Matt Baker.